Everyone has a story to tell, but not everyone has a chance to record it for posterity. Radio producer David Isay has a national project to correct that. It's called StoryCorps, and it officially opens today in New York City at a soundproof booth in Grand Central Terminal. Here's how it works.
You go into the booth for 40 minutes with your grandmother or your grandfather or the waitress at the diner on the corner, whoever you want to bring into this booth. And we have facilitators who we train in this public space to teach you how to do an oral history. At the end of that 40-minute session, you walk away with a CD of your grandmother, of your grandfather, broadcast quality, and you leave one with us that goes to the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and becomes part of an oral history of America.
This is in the spirit of a project that occurred during the 30s with the Works Progress Administration.
Yes, we were inspired by the recordings that were made during the WPA, which were these amazing oral history interviews of ordinary, regular people.
Not so ordinary in some cases. I think I've got this right, but the last living slaves were recorded in some of these interviews.
But they were all regular people. I mean, that's what this project is about. It's not about celebrities. It's about the kind of quiet heroes that make up America, the soul of America.
The war started December 1941. We were in New Guinea. There I met a soldier, and a typical conversation might be between two soldiers. Where you from, bud? Something like that.
You sent me a little sampler here.
Okay.
Of people that you talked to.
Yes.
Some relatives, some associates of yours, some relatives of associates of yours.
Yes.
And
the pilot process.
When they get to talking, it stirs some real emotions in them, and they think about things they haven't thought about in a long time.
My girlfriends went dancing. I was not there, but my friend, I met her the next day. Oh, she says, we met such a group of fellas. Oh, what wonderful boys and what dances. And there's one there that he's really outstanding. And she started to describe your grandfather. He's tall and he's got blonde red hair and he's so good looking. And she got me all riled up. I says, oh, I'm going to go to that party. And so...
It's a very moving experience for people. I mean, when your grandson brings you into the booth and sits with you for 40 minutes and talks. I mean, a lot of times we see people just break down crying at the beginning of an interview just because they feel so honored that this relative really wants to listen to what they have to say. It's a profound thing, and I'm hoping that it's really going to start a movement and going to spread across the country, and we'll be able to open booths all over America.
David Isay of Sound Portraits Productions in New York City. NPR plans to broadcast some of the tales collected by StoryCorps. Other samples are at npr.org.